Excuse me.
Yes?
Could you tell me where Professor Adams' office is at?
This is the English department. We don't end our sentences with prepositions.
All right. Could you tell me where Professor Adams' office is at, you jerk?
That's better. He's at the third room at the top of the stairs. He's got a sign on his door that says we're never clothed.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
From the Cleveland studios of Land of the Burning River Recording, Inc., this is Theater of the Ears, transcribed for your ears, both of them. Tonight's episode, Madame, I'm Adam. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Longhorn Chew Able Vitamins.
Come in.
Oh, thank you very much.
Nice pair of pants.
Thank you very much.
Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, good.
And your shirt.
What?
Just relax. Hey, nice belly button. It's an idiot.
What are you doing?
Let me introduce myself. I'm Admiral Tim Bellicle, Chief of Naval Materiel.
But I was looking for Professor Adams.
I just got promoted last week from Rear Admiral. Could I interest you in our Grade A belly button lint bailed fresh daily at our local...
But I'm trying to find Professor Adams.
What?
Professor Adam Adams.
Over here.
Very good.
Two, three, four. What? Be quiet. Take a listen to this. My crack team of office executives that daily fill over 15,000 orders for naval-related material. We fill orders from Canada, 50 states, 6...
Why are they singing?
Well, it's practice time for the acapella doo-wop glee club.
Okay.
Yeah. I really like the dip part.
Admiral Bellicle, could you please tell me where Professor Adams' office is at?
It's through the door there in the back.
Yes, I see. Okay, well, thank you.
Sure you don't want any maple jelly? It goes great on bread with peanut butter.
No, thank you. Oh, that Admiral Bellicle. Bet he couldn't even sing a chord. All these people singing. Cold in here without my shirt. I guess that. I better find Professor Adams before 2 o'clock if we want to have a look. No, thank you. Okay. Maybe some other time. I do have to admit, though, my belly button hasn't felt this clean since that night in Detroit in 84. Wow. Look at this thing.
Begin, presenting the Honorable Tsar Ketchikov, his wife Sniffle, and all the little Zardines. Tsar Ketchikov.
Thank you. Wally the Plaster, you have been found guilty of threatening to throw hostage pigs over a cliff. However, it was only a bluff. Do you have any last words?
Sounds like a bad case of homicide.
Will you please spawn?
Who, me?
Will you please respawn?
No, there's a mistake. I'm not who you think I am.
Neither are you. Your sentence is as follows. Before you are two doors, Raymond Zarek and Jim Morrison. One is painted blue and the other red. Behind one of the doors are three person-eating lions who haven't eaten for a fortnight. If you choose that door, the lions will pounce upon your body, tear at your flesh, and ultimately devour you. If you choose the other door, you will be granted an unconditional pardon and your freedom. Wally the Plaster, which door do you choose?
These guys are obviously crazy, but clearly serious. I have a decision to make. Let's see. Behind one of the doors are three person-eating lions that haven't eaten for a fortnight. If I choose that door, the lions will pounce on my body, tear up my flesh, and ultimately eat me. If I choose the other door, I'll be granted an unconditional pardon and my freedom.
Yes, I made my decision.
What is your decision?
I will choose the door that grants unconditional pardon and my freedom.
A wise decision, Wally the Plaster. That's behind the green door. Have a nice day.
Nice pair of pants. Are you here for the Adams funeral?
I'm looking for Professor Adams.
I'm afraid.
After what I've been through, believe me, there's no reason for that.
I'm afraid I must insist you wear a shirt. Fortunately, we keep a supply.
Oh, well, thanks. I'm sorry this was all I could bear.
I must apologize. Economics dictates our shirts have only fronts. This way, please.
Thanks. Could you tell me how did he die?
An incisionless appendectomy.
He didn't even have a scar?
No. He didn't even smoke. Here he is.
Well, this is just a bottle of ashes.
Yes. At Gleason's funeral home, all men are cremated equal.
Poor Professor Adams.
This is not Professor Adams. This is Dr. Adams, the optician, a man with vision.
Oh, then could you help me, please, to find Professor Adams?
We'd be the last to let you down. He's right through that door.
Right? Oh. Hey, look. Thanks. Very funny. Very funny.
Just a little embalming humor. They purchase our naval scrapings.
Look, I have to see Professor Adams as a matter of life and death.
Oh, I understand half of that. Right through this door. I wish you well on your undertaking.
And you yours.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
Do you have any 4-volt, 2-watt bulbs?
What? 4 what?
No, 2.
2 what?
Yes.
No.
Thank you.
Friend, do you have Longhorn's chewable vitamins?
Well, no, I don't know.
I think I hear some over there. Friend, do you take Longhorn's chewable vitamins?
Well, no.
You should, you know. They're utterly the best.
Oh. Have a nice day.
Of course.
Howdy there, young fella.
Admiral Bellicle.
No need to cover up your belly button, son. I'm no longer into naval material. Just got word I'm going to be commander of the WAX.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, you got any beeswax here?
Look, I don't
know. You know why beeswax is so expensive?
No.
Their ears are so teeny tiny.
Oh.
You know what I don't understand?
No.
Ancient Greek and Latin. Can't make heads or tails of it.
Admiral Bellicle, look, could you help me please find Professor Adams?
Sure, that's his office right over there.
Right over there? Oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
Are you mad if I look around here?
Hey, look, not at all.
Well, looky here. They got floor wax. I didn't even know floors had ears. Well, scramble my brains and call me Momar. They got girdle wax.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Could you tell me where Professor Adams' office is at?
Look, I just told you, a preposition is not a good word to end a sentence with.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good way to end a story.
Transcribed at the studios of Land of the Burning River Recording Inc., this has been Theater of the Ears. Tonight's palindrome episode was Madame I'm Adam, copyright 1988 by Original Marks. Tonight's play starred Ray Marks as Admiral Bellicle, Hector Gleason, and Fred the Nerd, with Lenore Marks as the unenlightened lady. Bob Marks appeared as himself. Special thanks to the city of Freehold, New Jersey, for their doo-wop effort. Have a nice day.
Trademarksnet.com.